Well, it's 5:26 South African time on this beautiful, mashallah, Wednesday morning on our program as Safina to Ila Jannah. Yes, it's the second of Dhul-Hijjah 1444. Let's welcome the listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International. Let's welcome the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And let's welcome our beloved senior respected honorable Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Malana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Hafidhullah. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A this early Wednesday morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu fikum Mauna Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Riyaz Hussein. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the second of Zulhijjah 1444. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on chapter 27, Surah An-Naml, and verses 7 to 11. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala mentions the incident and episode of Moses, Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, in various places, ala sabili tasalli, to pacify and console the Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that whenever there is truth, then there will be a conflict with the batil and the falsehood, because the falsehood are those people, remember, they can't answer, then they will try character assassination and personal attacks and so forth. Moses was dark in complexion and had sheepish hair like the African, but Almighty Allah elevates whosoever he wants to. So his honorable name, Nam-e-Nami Ismi-Grami, is mentioned 136 times in the noble Quran. Chapter 27 and verse number 7. Idh qala Musa, remember, we told you many a time on several occasions, when you have a verb in the past tense and it is preceded by is, it means wazkur. So remember when Moses, Nabi Musa alayhi salam, said li ahlihi, to his honorable wife, the daughter of Nabi Shu'aib alayhi salatu salam, her honorable name Safura, they are returning from Midian now and going back towards Egypt after 10 years when he fulfilled and completed his contract there. Now on the return journey, he got lost. Inni anastu nara, indeed I perceive some fire, meaning that it's so cold, we are lost. Let's get some heat from there. Sa'atikum minha bikhabarin, soon I will come to you with some information, some news. What is that noor and that fire and that radiance and effulgence? Oh, atikum bishahabin qabas, or I will come to you with that flint of fire. You know, when I was very young, so we used to have a bowla, because I grew up in an African township. So late at night also, we used to go sit with the machinglan, with the night watchman. And then to light it, they used to just bring one flint of fire, and then you can make 2-3 bowlas also. So like today, you who smoke, smoking is haram. Remember, buying, selling, all haram. And smoking also is haram. So nevertheless, that people have that lighter. And with that flint there, then you can ignite so many things. So similarly, I want that flint of fire, that la, and that flame, la allakum tastalun, so that you can receive some warmth and some heat. So this is concern for your wife. So it shows that in Islam we must be very concerned that always try and give comfort, love, respect to our honorable wives. Surah 4 verse 19, وَعَاشِرُوهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ, and treat your wives with justice, with love and respect. Now when he came very, very near, Moses, Nabi Musa alayhi salam, فَلَمَّا جَاءَهَا, hence when he came to it, it refers to the fire. Fire is feminine in Arabic. نُودِيَ أَمْبُورِكَ مَنْ فِي النَّارِ وَمَنْ حَوْلَهَا, a voice came that barakah and blessing and barakat will be given. مَنْ فِي النَّارِ, whoever is in that flame, meaning the angels, and whoever else, وَمَنْ حَوْلَهَا, and those around it, like you, O Moses, now you will be filled with more barakah and blessing. وَسُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ, that everlasting glory, perfection is only for Almighty Allah. He transcends every weakness, every shortcoming and every defect. رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ, He is the sustainer, nourisher, provider for the entire universe and creation. Ya Musa, O Moses, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala mentions 25 prophets and messengers, honorable names in the noble Quran. And remember, they were selected by Almighty Allah and not elected by people. You will hear just now in the news, views and interviews what happens when you have elections. So they were selected by Almighty Allah. Allah addressed them by their name directly. Ya Musa, Ya Yahya, Ya Zakariya, Ya Isa. But for the Prophet Muhammad, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah himself used honorary titles. Ya ayyuhan nabi, ya ayyuhan rasul, ya ayyuhal muzammil, ya ayyuhal mudathir. So much respect Almighty Allah is showing to Habib Allah Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, me and you ordinary mortals and sinners and transgressors. So how much respect must we show? Ya Musa, innahu anallahu al-azizul hakim, indeed I am Allah, the most powerful and always the most wise. And I am telling you, this is what you must do. Wa alqi asak. So throw that stick and rod and staff of yours, which he normally had in his right hand. Wa ma tilka biyaminika ya Musa. So your stick, your walking stick, now you throw it. فَلَمَّا رَآهَا, hence he threw it, فَاي تَعْقِيب, the result and consequence of it, when he saw it, the stick, تَهْتَزُّ, it was shaking, and كَأَنَّهَا جَانُّ, and moving like a snake, وَلَّا مُدْبِرَا, he got a shock, he moved backwards, and وَلَمْ يُعْقِيب, he didn't return. It shows miracles happen on the hands of prophets and messengers, but with the command of Almighty Allah. So Almighty Allah pacified him, consoled him. Ya Musa la takhaf. O Musa, don't fear. Inni la yakhafu ladayya al-mursaloon. The prophets and messengers who are selected by us, they don't fear because they are protected by divine protection. Illa man zalama, but me and you, this message is for me and you, not for the prophets. Illa man zalama, but those who commit vices and sins, that's for me and you. Prophets are ma'soom, they're protected from vices and sins. Thumma baddala husna, and thereafter they replace it with good deeds. Ba'da su'in, after the vices and sins. Fa inni ghafurur rahim, hence then I am of forgiving, very, very forgiving. Giving and very, very merciful. Now, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today I'm feeling very happy. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. So we're going to give you the news, views and interviews. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Every true Muslim, that after Ishraq, 15 minutes after sunrise and so forth, you should be reading 2 rakat Salatul Shukr, 4 jutlas dispatched straight to hell. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. And 4 of them injured. And our martyrs, Allah grant them Jannat al-Firdaus. I told you 100 times, bring more and more settlers and Allah will decimate them, destroy them. Mm-hmm. You jutlas are not a nation that are chosen by Allah. You are cursed by Allah, and always you will be punished in different countries, different places, by different people. Surah 7, verse 167, لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ. Allah will continue punish them, the worst punishment, till the day of justice. Make me make it very, very clear to all you Jutlas and all you Jews and all you Zionists and all these Arab tenpot dictators, haramis, traitors and murtads and apostates who are supporting Israel. We have no empathy and no sympathy for any Jutla, any settler, anyone who's in uniform. Our law in Islam is one settler, one bullet will settle the issue. That is our Islamic law. You like it or you lump it, remember that. So we say, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. You Jutlas from South Africa, go join them. They'll put a bullet through you also. Yes, Malema, I don't agree many a time with your statements, but this I agree with you and concur with you. That he said that school in Cape Town of the Jutlas, we need to investigate them. How come their students are going to Israel and joining the army? Me. And you see the United Nations chief. So the Secretary General said, oh, you Israel, you must stop your illegal settlements immediately. The whole world can see these haramis, who are the real terrorists, who occupation is terrorism, who are the real murderers, who are stealing. You steal more and more land, and then you tell me that you are the victim. We remember Golda Meir's words. We remember Golda Meir's words. She said, we will never forgive the Palestinians for killing their children. Can you imagine this? We will never forgive the Palestinians for killing their children. Go read the lectures and speeches of Golda Meir. From day one, your Ben-Gvir and your Harami Smotrich and Bibi until Ben-Gurion who started, everyone is a war criminal. Bennett said, there's no problem. I killed many Arabs. There's no problem. So for us to destroy and kill the Jutlas there in Israel, is no problem. We use the same analogy that you use, your Harami, you terrorist. So make clear on this. You see, Modi, the other war criminal and the butcher of Gujarat, is in Washington. And now he is discussing. But the Democrats, 75 of them, said he must be questioned regarding the rights of the minorities. What are they doing to the Muslims there in India? What are they doing to the Christians? What are they doing to the Sikhs? So 100%. We salute you, O attorneys, advocates, senior counsel. We know them, mashallah, the Muslim Lawyers Association. And they say that when Modi lands in South Africa for the BRICS summit, he must be arrested. And we agree with that. 100%. We don't apologize to anybody for the truth. Remember, Putin, you're welcome. You're a good harami. You put the Americans and Europe and NATO and Ukraine, give them a good thrashing. So remember. But Modi must pay for the crimes when he allowed his goons and his thugs and people and terrorists to rape my sisters and remember to murder our people there in Gujarat. The same American regime told him that for 10 years he will not be coming to America. But once he becomes the prime minister, then the tune changes. Now see, O Biden, how disgraced, humiliated he is. His son, Hunter Biden, entered a plea deal. They're charging him on three charges. One, possession of a gun, then two, tax evasion, and so. That is music to the ears of Trump. Remember that. Therefore, in all the polls and surveys, Trump is leading all the Republicans. And if they have elections this week, next week, this month, Trump will win with a landslide victory. So this Biden, not that I'm a supporter of Trump. Trump is a harami. He changed the whole embassy from Tel Aviv of America to Jerusalem. He stole the Golan Heights and named it after himself. He did Safakatu Karnin, the deal of the century with his Arab tenpot dictators, haramis, Wailul lil Arab, so Saudi Arabia and all that of them. So we must remember this is disgrace to them. See Honduras. Honduras, big female prison, And then there was gang warfare there. More than 40 of them died. They burned the prison. 25 of them burned to death. And others were then killed and shot and so forth. It's a crazy country, this, you know, Honduras, Colombia. And I visited South America. Some places you go, you don't know whether they're coming or going. Now we must carry this story. Only can happen in South Africa. So if you go to the Eastern Cape, your Port Elizabeth, East London, all those areas. So the premier there, his name is Oscar. But he doesn't get the Oscar award. You see that. So what happens to him? Now they were probing his qualifications. Did he have fake qualifications or what or what? So now he won the court case yesterday. So nobody can know. Now this is who the ANC chooses. Mayors who can't even run a spaza shop. You must remember that. But they, the mayor of Johannesburg, he also another guy running some Ponzi scheme and what and what. Then you get the Oscar, fake degrees and so forth. A shame and a disgrace upon you. You destroyed this wonderful, beautiful country. With the truth need to be spoken. We don't carry favor with any person, any organization, any politician or any government. We are here to propagate the true Islam and defend true Islam. The UN, United Nations, majority countries have said that Israel must be probed and investigated for human rights violation. The whole world can see it. You steal, you demolish, you take 2,000 children, put them in the jail, you put my sisters in the jail, you strip search them, hang your heads in shame, Israeli, Harami, Mal'un, and Qatilin. You are the murderers. You are the cancer to the world, you Jutlas, Harami, Zionists. We never ever said every Jew or every Hindu, but we definitely will say majority of the Jews and majority of the Hindus. Look at this Harami and Murtad and traitor. Besides changing the Hajj date, I'll send out something to you today, this morning, and you will come tell me the moon was sighted in Saudi Arabia. They make us idiots and fools, man. Don't make us fools and idiots. Saudi Arabia, MBS, Murtad bin Shaitan, and all his Salafi scholars who try and defend them because they yu'minuna bil jayb. They're not worried about the deen, they're worried about their pocket and so forth in South Africa and other countries. He's changing the curriculum and syllabi there in Saudi Arabia. Why? It must now appease the Israelis and Jutlas. It must appease the Americans. And though, do you as a Muslim even know that the Imams of the Haramain Sharifain in the khutbah, in their sermons on Friday, are not even allowed to take the word Yahud? They can't use the word Yahud, Jews, Jutla, and they're not even allowed to use the word Palestine. That is your status quo now with MBS, the Murtad bin Shaitan, Harami. You can quote me where you want to. And remember the Titanic. You see, now there's less than 40 hours of oxygen. The world, the media, the Western media is worried about the five people. They went to investigate the Titanic wreck. They said unsinkable, and then it sank, you must remember. And now these characters went. So why are they so worried about them? If they were Muslim guys, or they were guys from Afghanistan or Pakistan, or Africa, they let them drown, finish and clear. Because there's a multi-billionaire British guy there, a big magnate. And then the richest Pakistani guy, his son and grandson are there. So there's millions of dollars to be made, you know, and so forth. Will they make it or not? I don't think so they will make it. Allah is teaching us a lesson. Millionaire, billionaire, Muslim, non-Muslim. I don't know if this Pakistani guy is a Muslim or not. Many of them got Muslim names, but whether they're Muslim or not, only Allah knows. But they go spend millions and billions in all this type of futile activities. Allah is showing us. They gave them all the guarantees. Everything is safe. Allah says, I am alone in charge of the entire universe. I will do as I please. Nuh ye want to meet. We will give life, we will give death to whomsoever we want to. Listen to this story. A Russian soldier, he collected a booty. And what is the booty? $13,000 or more he collected for destroying a German tank. He did right. The Germans are supporting Israel. America is supporting Israel. Whoever supports them, they are a legitimate target. Well done, Putin. Well done, Russia. What Russia would love. You put them straight away to hell. We making dua for you, Putin. You become Sulman. We make you Muslim, inshallah. See you, Jutlas, and you Hindus. You both our enemies, right? This is from your guys' newspaper. It's not from me. So in Manipur, there you must remember in India, so these thugs and whoever, so we don't agree with this. Let me make it clear. To go and burn a temple, to burn a church, or burn a synagogue or mosque, obviously we don't agree with that. But I want to show you one side are the Jews, one side are the Christians, one side are the Hindus. It's all Skops, Kit and Donner. Among themselves, they're fighting like cats and dogs. So two synagogues burnt in Manipur, one Jutla sent to hell there also. So we say, Alhamdulillah, as long as the whitey is fighting the whitey like Russia, Ukraine, America, we Muslims are be observers and spectators, because we know the harm you committed in Iraq and Afghanistan and Palestine and Libya and Syria, and the list goes on and on and on, Somalia, Pakistan, and the list goes on. So we have no sympathy. We have no sympathy, empathy for you. If you want from us, we give you zero. And remember the Jutlas and the Hindus, Quran says, Surah 5, verse 82, لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. Your worst enemies are the Jews and the Hindus, the Mushrikeen. And I believe a Hindu party is starting in South Africa. So that is their prerogative. They can do so. Nobody can stop them. But remember, we never said every Jew, every Hindu, but we definitely will say majority. And now they are fighting there in India and burning the synagogues. We say very good. We don't agree with it. We say very good. You keep on fighting among yourself. Allahumma shaddid shamlahum. Allahumma dammir diyarahum. Allahumma alayka bil mustawtineen fil Falastin ya rabbal alameen. That is our dua. Allah must dismantle the apartheid terrorist Nazi regime of Israel.
Ustad, I've got a brother here by the name of Levi. I think he misunderstood you. He says, I'm Levi. I think you guys started the war with we Jews in Israel.
Okay, finish. You must remember that who occupied Palestine. My brother Levi, you must go there back to Israel. Don't waste our time here. Everybody knows that you are the haramis, you are the terrorists. Who's stealing more and more land there in the West Bank? Who's stealing more and more land there in Jerusalem? Who is terrorizing the children? You can go to hell for my part.
Somebody wants to know, son, did Adam and Eve die in the flood during Noah's time? Sister Amanda, Ustad.
Remember that between Adam and Eve and Noah is hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years. They were not there at that time. When a Nabi passes away, then Almighty Allah sent the other Nabi at that time, the other prophet. So Adam and Eve were already history. They passed away. Then Almighty Allah sent Noah. And remember, they all were sent for a certain specific area and a specific time. And you must remember that the Tufan, Almighty Allah says, we made it ayatul lil alameen. We made it a symbol for the entire universe. And that is what you must remember. Remember, this is Almighty Allah teaching us that Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam was the father of humanity, and Noah was the first prophet to come with a sharia and to teach people what is halal and haram and so forth. Then Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam came. He is Abul Anbiya, the father of majority of the prophets. And then the last prophet of the Israelites came, Jesus, peace be upon him. And then the final and the last messenger for all times, all places, all circumstances came. And that you must remember is Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Somebody wants to know, can horse be slaughtered for qurbani, Ustad?
No, remember for qurbani that it must be an'am. So an'am means the camel family, the cow family, the goat and sheep family. You can't slaughter a horse. Horse is halal. According to all four schools, the fatwa is it's halal. Shafi'is, Malikis, Hanbalis. Normally the Hanafi scholars say that if you know Hanafi fiqh properly, Then Sahibain, Imam Abu Yusuf, Imam Muhammad say horse meat is halal, and they say Imam Abu Hanifa used to say makruh. But that is not the fatwa. The fatwa is waraja ila qawli Sahibain. Imam Abu Hanifa, before his demise, he then retracted and he joined Sahibain, and there's ijma and consensus on that issue. If you want a reference of that, go open fatawa in Amiya and you will find it there and so forth. My ustad, my beloved ustad, Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahib told me this, and remember, Hazrat is the muhaqqiq and the mashallah, so that is where we got it from. And today, when you want to slaughter a horse, totally permissible, but you make nahar, like how you slaughter a camel, it will be standing. Similarly with the horse, you will do that, but you cannot slaughter a horse or a zebra or animals like that or a buck for qurbani. That will not be permissible.
My question: did the looting in South Africa do any good for the country? Your comment, please, Maulana Eke Ustad.
So, I mean, that must be a person who's blind not to see that. From top to bottom, there's looting going on. I was born in apartheid in an African township location, and apartheid was a crime against humanity. And from the top, leave the looting of the small guy in the streets, look at the government's looting. It's not gone to millions, it's not gone to billions, it's gone to trillions, you must remember that. And who is arrested? Hardly anybody. I told you the story of Oscar, the man, according to the university, Fort Hare, has got fake degrees, but he's sitting as a premier there in Eastern Cape. You got mayors here, I can't even count how many mayors came and went and all that here in Johannesburg. They can't run a spaza shop, but they become the mayor, so you must remember that. What about Pala Pala? And what about every state-owned entity is in the doldrums. So you look at Eskom, you see the load shedding, so you must remember that. You see your Danel. We, South Africa, had one of the best arms to export today. South African Airways, big problems there. You take your train, so all that, the lines are also stolen. And every state-owned entity, you must remember, your Transnet and what and all. So the looting has put South Africa back 50-100 years, you must remember. The problem is the politicians and the government themselves. They are corrupt to the core.
A good brother, Amos, he says, I am with you, and I agree with you what you're saying of Israel. But don't you think your statement is incorrect of saying one Jew, one bullet to start?
100%. When you come and steal my land, you come and demolish our mosque and all that. I didn't say one Jew, I said one settler. So you must remember that if you're a settler, it means you stole my land. Go ask Gideon Levy, go ask Ilan Pape, go ask Norman Finkelstein, go ask President Carter, go ask Yuri Davis. All of them are not Muslim. They're not Muslim, they're Jews, majority of them. And they all say that you are a fraudulent state, you are an apartheid state. So what, I'm a smile when you come to my house and steal it? You come with your army and you terrorize my wife, you terrorize my children, and then you tell me you want to negotiate the outbuilding? We say never. We will put you away, you Jutla settlers. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue.
Ustad, listen. Greg says this, Babra Azam. He says you're a very, very hard man, a.k.a. Greg, Ustad.
Yes, you must put the Americans away, because you must remember what Taliban did. They fixed you all up properly. Never will America come again, because they lost $2 trillion, and they lost their arms, they lost their F-16s and everything. Taliban says, America, please come again. We want the second round to donor you and give you a good thrashing again. So Greg and Barbara, don't think you're America. Finish, all those days are finished. The fear factor is gone. If I'm a Palestinian, I'll do the same thing. You must remember, I've got nothing to lose. You must remember. But before I go, we will take some Jutlas with us. That is the policy we use nowadays. So same thing with America. Take South Africa now. So if South Africa invites Putin and tells him to come, so America will manipulate that our currency will be devaluated. And same thing they did with Turkey. Same thing they do. So don't come and tell me what you did in Vietnam, what you did in Iraq. Your America said it's worth it, that Harami Jutli Jewess, he said, you know, the Madeleine Albright, is worth it to murder and kill 500,000 children. You should hang your heads in shame. Shame Greg and Barbara for supporting the American tin pot dictators. What are my brothers doing in Gitmo till now? There's no fair trial. They are there detention. They are tortured. They were waterboarded. All that. What about my sister, Dr. Afia? We can't forget all these things. Remember this. You want? We must compare apples with apples. You America are the biggest terrorists. You Israel are the biggest terrorists. You look for a bogeyman. First you look for communism. Now you look for Islam. But the Muslims, leave these Arab regimes who so-called made peace with Israel. They are not even Muslims. I told you that. But the true Muslims, the Afghans and our Palestinians and some of the Pakistanis, some of the Egyptians, they're waking up and they'll stand up and they'll put you away. You must remember that, because for us, jihad, you must remember, is our unique feature that we dice with death and we love to meet Almighty Allah.
Allahu Akbar. I've got a sister here from Australia, Ustad, Sydney. She says, Mufti AK, please speak about the hotel where it has been built in the country of China, on the floor of which the entire Kalima Tayyiba in some verses are written, Ustad.
Remember, China is no friend of the Muslims. You see what they are doing to the Uyghur Muslims and so forth. If you read the book, you must return by some Anthony, and it is called the Gaza So Laboratory. The title of the book, Gaza Laboratory. So what are the Jutlas, the Haramis, the terrorists, Nazi, Hitler's children doing? That they try their arms, ammunition, and they will kill and murder the innocent civilians, children, baby killers. So if you look at China, a very similar policy they're doing, that they try their arms and ammunition against the Muslims, the Uyghur Muslims and so forth. But all the Muslim countries, all the Arab countries will be silent, because everybody is just making deals with China. China is going to become the biggest economy in the world. They are number two now. And first is America. America is declining and China is rising. And they got BRICS, they got Russia, they got India. How many countries, Muslim countries, majority, they want to join BRICS. African countries want to join BRICS and so forth and so on. So they know what they are doing and so forth. Whether that story is true or is not true, we're not sure. Because you must remember, on the internet, you get a lot of things, and that how many people sent it to me and so forth. So our one answer will be, if it is true, then Allah curse them more and more. And if it's not true, then for people to go and forward it to everybody, that is not right also. We need to first verify and then amplify. So we need to be a bit careful in that regard. Not anything we see, then we must just accept it. We must verify it also.
Ustad, Mauritius wants to know, can I sell the skin of my sheep to farmers after Kurbani, Ustad?
So you must remember that after your Kurbani, so what you must do is this, that if you want the meat and all that, you give to Muslim and non-Muslim, that is permissible according to Hanafi scholars. And according to Shafi's, Ambalis, and they are not permissible. You give the meat to Muslims only. Regarding the skin and the hide, you give it away to somebody free of charge, but not in exchange of the labor and the services provided. And remember that as a gift you give it to them. Or you take it home and then you have it tanned. Kullu ihabin dubiga faqad tahura. And remember, every skin and every hide that is tanned is pak and tahir. You use it as a carpet, as a musalla, as a seat cover. All permissible hadith in Mishkat Sharif. If you're selling it, you took the hide of your Qurbani animal. Kalo ka bechna, that is the masla they call in Urdu. That a bay'ul jilt or julud. So you want to sell the skin and hide. So you sold the skin and hide for 500 rand. They in Mauritius for 5,000 rupees. Then that money you must give to some poor Muslim person. Remember that. You can't be using that money there. It is wajibut tasadduq. So you give that money out to poor people, poor Muslims. So that is what you must do. So if you're selling it, then that money must be given to the poor people. Okay, that our time is exhausted now. Make two rakat shalat to shukr for our Palestinians. Inshallah, in this week they put away another settlers. The settlers must know, go pack up their bags and go back to from where you came. You came from America, you pack up and go. You came from France, Germany, you pack up and go. Wherever you came from, you jutla harami, Palestine is Muslim, got nothing to do with you. So that is the law, and that is what you must understand. And you want more settlers, bring them there. Then we will dispatch them straight to hell. Remember that. Inshallah, next up is the news with Brother Suleiman Esop, and thereafter will be the Fajr Adhan, and thereafter Muhammad Khalid. I will be tonight, inshallah, in Greytown, and after Isha will be the talk and lecture and Q&A there in Greytown tonight, inshallah. Aziz, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.